want to try to fill in what we can, but it's his business meeting. And just thank the Lord for the blessing that we have on this church. And we try to do everything we can in the name of the Lord, especially in his business meeting, whenever we come to his business meeting. And the tithes and offering is not our tithes and offering. They belong to the Lord. We just need to be as careful as we can about and being a good steward about spending God's money, because God has really double blessed us in a mighty way. And the thing about it is, he'd like to bless us even more if we get in a position where he could bless us. So we thank the Lord for a blessing upon this church and the time we have this meeting in the name of Jesus Christ. So the conference at this time, I'd like to open with prayer. Father, again, we want to thank you for the great privilege we have here to honor you, Father, for what you have been doing, what you have done, what you're going to do in the lives and this place called Pleasant Hill. We just thank you, Lord, that the Pleasant Hill is a place, Lord, where your name is named above every name. And we want to thank you and praise you, Father, even here this night. And, Father, this business meeting, Father, we know it's your business meeting. We just want to try to be good stewards, Father, of your tithes and your offering, because we know it belongs to you. And, Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for the great blessings we have to come in the name of Jesus Christ this night. And, Lord, to talk about the upcoming business that we have, Father, ongoing business we have, Father, here at this church. And, Father, we just pray, God, to be done, Lord, and according to your will, and, Lord, according to your precious and holy name. And all these blessings we thank you and ask you for in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, conference is now open, and we have before you the minutes. Pleasant Hill, y'all have a copy of the minutes. Everybody has one and wants one, a copy of the last quarter minutes. Or I should say the first quarter minutes. We're going into the second quarter of our church year. Anybody have any discussion on the last quarterly minutes? Any discussion on the last quarterly minutes? No discussion set by the church, and thank you, May, for a good report. We go in now to our financial report, our budget. Here, tithes and offering, okay, that's, I see where you're talking about. Parking lot donation.
Yes, sir, $44,800.
That's mighty, mighty good in a short time, isn't it?
Yes, it,
we just
wanted to clarify that.
Okay. Okay. The first page, you see about the first two or three down, it says parking lot donations. $44,800. It was close to $70,000, our parking lot, I think, is a total, wasn't it? Okay. And we, parking lot, the cost was $66,500, and donations already was $44,800. And on the back, with the interest and all added back to it, if you see on the back, on the last one, on your back page, while we enter the parking lot, we'll, but the balance is $20,104, which is mighty, mighty good. It's a short time. Thank you, Lord, and everybody that's give and supported, and we hope we can get it paid off before long. Any questions? Amen. We last quarter we church agreed to give $500 a month. I believe that's correct. And then the offerings above that, when you got any time that you want to give throughout the months of the quarter and put parking lot on it, then it goes right straight to the principal during the month. And there was about $6,000 then paid.
We paid $5,600 just on
this quarter. current parking lot loan, $20,104. And while we have the back sheet here, as you jump back up to the top, we have $20,493 in our checking. We have in our savings account that goes, is it $300 or $500 a month? Goes $500 goes to the checking, to the savings? $500 a quarter goes to savings. Okay. And that's $15,624 in our savings. Anybody have any discussion on our financial report budget? Anyway? Any discussion on our financial report? Anyway, any questions? If not accepted by the church, now the youth had no report. They didn't spend or do anything this quarter. They had no report. The deacons, do the deacons have a report? Do the deacons have anything to bring up? The deacons want to bring up a new business? Okay, that'd be good. New business. And anybody at the deacons want to bring forth their recommendations? You want to bring forth the recommendations? That's those two light fixtures on the social hall that's out. Those big old ones that lights up everything out there. They're out. And what did y'all discuss about to see if the church would like to? $275 with the new ones and what's the old ones? There's two lights we need to replace. They're expensive, aren't they? So you want to know which one the church wants to buy? I'm sure you, but they like me, we don't really know which one will be the best. Huh? The new ones, are they? So the new one will be cheaper in the long run. And that, will they light up more, a bigger area, or brighter, or about the same? Okay. All right, we have a recommendation from the deacons that we buy two lights, and we won't ask more about the labor has been took care of. Just need to know where to meet $175 or $275. We'll hear a motion for either one of these two. Okay. All right, we need to, y'all want the new ones or y'all want the old ones? Because I'm sure everybody agree we need a light out there. Buy the new ones. We have any discussion? Brother Orville made a motion that we buy the new ones. It's cheaper in the long run. We have any discussion on that before anybody makes a second? Is it out tonight? It's out tonight? Oh. What is that called? An air sensor or something other? And this, you can repair them, put a new, whatever you call them, in it. Okay. All right. Brother Oral made a motion. We accept to buy these new ones for $275 apiece. Now, here a second. Who? Brother Sandy, second. All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay. Carried by the church. Any old business? So we got ahead of ourselves. Any old business we hadn't took care of? I can't think of any, but any old business? Okay, she certainly. have anybody here tonight want to sign up for help? If you don't, we'll mention it again Sunday night. Some volunteers. Well, not
I'm thinking they may want to
put up the Yeah. Well, they combined everything together because we didn't have no teachers. We just need more teachers and divide the classes up, kind of like Sunday school classes, I think would be better for Wednesday night in ages. Ain't it right? So we'll try to, if nobody don't volunteer tonight, we'll try to get somebody to volunteer for Sunday. Sunday night, we'll try to find somebody. All right, any more old business? Any old business? Any kind of business? Y'all know when Christmas falls this year? It's on Wednesday. We want to put off church. I'm satisfied Wednesday. The Christmas, because I don't think nobody be here. Y'all in favor of that? All right, so we'll everybody agree we don't have a service Wednesday night. Anybody disagree? All right. Anything else before we close conference? Yeah, Sunday we will. Yeah, we have the cantata Sunday, right? We'll have the cantata. No midweek service, right, for Wednesday. Anyone else? Do I hear a motion we close conference? Brother Darrell made a motion we close conference. I hear a second. Who? Brother Orville second. All in favor of us said amen. Thank y'all for a good business meeting. You ain't got no money to spend. It don't take long, does it? Brother Richie Allen is back in the States and from the jungle, and he said he'll be with us Sunday morning and probably Sunday night also, if it don't change. Richie Allen from the jungle. So I hope y'all come and invite somebody to be with us. And he said he'll come and give us an update on what's happening over in the jungle. He said the mighty working of God is really, really showing up. And I don't know how much time I got. Ooh-wee. Hey. All right, I thought about prayer tonight, and I really want to, as I watch television, I tell you, I ought not to, but I get mad sometimes. Our country and a war on Christmas and all this stuff, I get plumb mad. I think it's time to pray. You know, it's time to pray. You know, I really think it's either the American dream or, you know, it's just a national nightmare. One of the two is fixing to happen to our country, either revival or are we going to come under God's judgment? It's going to happen, one or two. It's going to be revival when God shows up. If we don't have revival, I believe we're going to be under judgment of God. One or two things are going to happen. So I went to the 2 Chronicles 7:14 again. I know that's familiar scriptures, and I love that old scripture. And I just want to read this because I don't want our country to turn into a nightmare. But I tell you, the American dream is fastly leaving our society. And it's because of who? If my people. Who? If my people. Who? If my people. Now, I really get disturbed about the Washington, D.C. and the White House and this thing called a president and all those people supporting and backing him up and all these other abortionists, and I just keep going on and on, and God said, hold it. If my people, well, those are not his people. He loves them just as much as he loves me, but they long way from God. If my people. In other words, he said, quit pointing the finger at somebody else. You know what it is? It's us's. That's hard for me to swallow now, but it is. It's us. It's, what can we do? If my people, which are called by my name, are you God's people or not? Are you called by his name? Well, he's talking to you and I, then, isn't he? He's not talking to Washington. He's not talking to our government. You know, he's not talking to the drug pushers, the abortionists, and none of the rest of them. He's talking to my people, me and you. He says then, shall humble themselves and pray. That's what we really need to do is pray. But you see, without humbling, you can't pray because he's got certain qualifications on our prayer. And seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Now listen, God's people, do you have wicked ways? Do you have wicked ways? You reckon the Christians of this country, he says, if my people, you reckon we have wicked ways? I want to tell you, I believe we got wicked ways. I didn't say we was wicked. I said we got some wicked ways. You know, when that hit me pretty hard, he says, turn from their wicked way. Then when I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins. Now, there's another thing. He says their sins. Your sins. He's talking about, do you have any sins? Do you sin? He said their sins. And will heal their land. I'm telling you what, our land needs to be healed. But I really believe our country, and really the American dream was placed in the bosom of our founding fathers. And you see, until the last few years, I would say, the last few years, generations and generations have been the same thing, the American dream. What is the American dream? You know, my fathers and your fathers and our forefathers, they wanted to leave a better place. They wanted their children to have it better than what they had. They wanted you and I to have a better opportunity. And on generations on generation on generation, all the way back, the same thing, they wanted to leave their country a better place whenever they left than it was when they was born in it. And they wanted this for their children, that they may have freedom. And Lord, they may have a better chance and opportunity. And I believe that was in the bosom of our fathers. So great. But our nation has been great and for generations. The American dream. But I said that I began to watch television. I watched the news channel all the time in Washington, D.C., and the White House. And you know, sometimes you get to wondering, is it too late for our country? You know, I'll tell you what, we're in a lot worse shape than most people believe that we're in. And I believe we're a lot further from God than what Christians really believe that we are. And I said to myself, you know, I just wonder, is it too late for America? I wonder if America has crossed the line of no return. I wonder if we have crossed in this country God's line of no return. I want to tell you here tonight, I don't think we have. I don't think we have because of this verse of scriptures. Because the power of God rests upon our nation. Because it said, if my people. Now, this verse of scripture was given to the nation of Israel when they left God. And it says in 1 Corinthians, now these things were for our example that happened to the nation of Israel. And the nation of Israel left God. I mean, he blessed them so much. And you see, that's most of the time whenever people leave God, whenever he starts piling on the blessings and the prosperity of our country, that's what we get further and further away from God. The nation of Israel done the same thing. And as we look back, we can understand what happened to them. But you see, United States, you know, was born in 1776. But you see, if it's not born again, it's going to join the graveyard of other nations that's done out of existence. Now, if that don't make your hair stand up, you ain't got nothing like me and Jimmy. It's going to die. This country is going to the graveyard if we're not born again. Jeremiah 10:10 says, but the Lord is the true God. He is the living God. And the everlasting king, at his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. That's talking about the power of God upon a nation. Upon a nation. You know what? We have so insulted God that we have caused God to turn his judgment upon our nation. Did y'all know that? We have so insulted a holy God. what we need, we don't need judgment, we need mercy. We need mercy. And you know the only sin in America today is called sin, sin. Until we do, it said, God said we've sinned. I think it's praying time in America. It's praying time in America. And you see on television every year, you see the war on Christmas keeps being brought back and brought back and brought back. Can't say Christmas tree. Got to have a holy tree or holiday tree, I should say. War on Christmas every year. They want to get God and the mention of everything out of Jesus Christ, everything out of the knowledge of the American people. Leave God out. Get God out of our society. That's where it's coming at today. That's when I get so disturbed about the Democrat Party up there in Washington passing all these laws. Anything they can to stamp out Christianity, they'll stamp it out. And I'm telling you, I'm not no Democrat. I'm not no Republican. I'm not no independent. I'm a Christian. And I'm going to vote for those that I feel like is closest to the Lord and upholds the foundation of our Christian values. I don't care what color they are or what party they're in. I don't care if they're left or right or wrong or whatever, but if they uphold the things of God, I'm going to be for them. We have a left wing, we have a right wing, we have right and wrong, but I'm going to tell you, it's the Word of God that makes the difference. And we got to get back to the Word of God. I think Marshall been preaching on that Word of God for several weeks on Sunday night on Psalm 119. America must turn to God or America's going to die. You know what? That's something that's very scary to me. And I see what's happening in our country. But just give me another minute or two. The people God has, that is, if my people. There's a whole lot of promises in this verse of Scripture, but all hinges right here, if my people, in this verse. It's predicted on what God's people does. What happens in our country is going to depend on what God's people does. Now, you know and I know tonight that God wants to bless our country. Do you know God wants to bless you? We got to get in shape in a position where God can do it. And he'd like to bless our country more than it's blessed now if we will allow him to bless our country. As I see the stuff on television, White House, Washington, D.C., Hollywood, government, abortionists, ACLU is trying to step out everything they can about Jesus Christ. But God is not looking to them. He's looking to you and I. If my people, as I said, you're one of God's people. Now, I like to blame other people. I like to blame, like I said, these in Washington. I like to blame them. But you see, I want to blame someone else. But you know, if America falls and it's going to in the shape that it's going in, it will be our fault. That's hard for me to swallow. But it'd be our fault. Because we could have revival across this land if God's people, if God's people, if God's people. God smile upon this nation if we would get in a position where we allow him to do. And it, see, if God would send a revival, man, if God would send a revival, no. We want to blame God. We need to kind of personalize this. We don't have to persuade God to send a revival. He wants to. We must permit him. Permit him. And he began at the house of God. If my people. You know, I hope that the Republican sweeps the Senate next year. You think things would be better. You'd think things would be better, but it's like this woman was very involved in politics and boy, enthused about her party, and she told her husband, she says, "Look like we're going to sweep the whole state." He said, "I tell you what, you need to start at your own back door." You know, that's exactly, we want to blame somebody else. You know where we need to start? Right here in Pleasant Hill. Right here in Pleasant Hill. You know where we need to start at? Right here with me. That's where it needs to start at, with IB. Not the state house, not the school house, but it's God's house. It's God's house. The pride that God hates, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. The United States is just wrapped up in pride. God can't bless us like he wants to as individuals, churches, all as a nation. We have such pride. He says if they'll humble themselves. You know what pride is? Pride says we don't need God. It's in Christians' lives too. What would happen if all the Christians across this land, all the saved, all the Christians would come to the house of God just one Sunday? Whew, you talking about power of the church. Just one Sunday. If my people, the pride is that they don't need God. That's the pride of American people. We don't need God. And they won't humble themselves. James 4 and 6 says, but he gives more grace, wherefore he said, God resists the proud, but he gives grace unto the humble. He resists the proud. You know what God's doing to our country? He is resisting our country. You know what else he's doing? He's resisting God's people. We're in bad shape as a nation of Christians. We're in bad shape. We need revival. Is he against us? He resists. I mean, God set himself in battle against America, in battle against a person, and he's in battle against you and I. But he gives grace to the humble. The third promise, and I'm not going to get very far, the prayers that God hears. You know, God put some qualification on his prayers. Did y'all know that? Oh, yeah, we pray for America, we pray for America, we pray for America. But God put some qualifications on his prayer that he hears when you seek God. Now, what's wrong? What's wrong with America today? We're not seeking God's face. He said, if you seek my face, we're not seeking his face. You know what we're seeking? And most of us here tonight, you know what we seek? We seek God's hand. Bless me, Lord. Make me healthy. I don't have no pain. My children, job, money. Bless me, Lord. You know what that says? We're seeking God's hand, and we ought to be seeking God's face. We want God to bless our nation. How do we want God to bless our nation? Gimme, 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 gimme. And we're seeking God's hand. We're not seeking God's face. Bless me. Revival is when God smiles on us and finds favor with us. God is our only hope. Y'all know that? He is our only hope. But he's also our biggest threat to this country. It's not foreign nations that I'm worried about. Whenever God turns his back on the nation, it's called the United States. We are to turn from our wicked ways. I wish I had more time to go into this, because there's no revival without repentance. There's no revival. That's the reason we're not having revival across our nation. That's the reason we're not having revival in individuals' lives, in my life, and your life, and the church life, because without repentance, there will never be no revival. You know, and we sing, God bless America. Then Christian people vote for abortionist. It's running. Christian people votes for these abortionists and those support homosexuality. God bless America. Why should he? Why should God bless America? When we pray without repentance, you know what it does? It angers God. We anger God. Psalm 80 and 4 says, O Lord, God of hosts, how long will thou be angry against the prayers of thy people? Give me just a minute or two. You know, the nation of Israel crossed Jordan after come out of the wilderness. Walls of Jericho, man, they come a tumbling down. God gave a command, Joshua, don't take any spoils of war. It's all to the Lord. Then Achan, one of the soldiers, you know, he stole some gold, some silver, some garments, and he hid them, and then said, you know, we're going to go to battle against Ai, this little old small town. We'll run over there and whip the snot out of them, about half of us, all we need. We don't need to take the whole army. and that little AI whipped the devil out of the Israelites, and they come running, begging God. They know, old Joshua fell on his face, and he went in to pray, "Oh Lord, why have thou failed us? Why have thou, how have we been defeated?" God said, "Joshua, get up off your face, stop your praying. Israel have sinned. You can't pray until you deal with repentance." That's one reason we don't have no power in our prayer, because of the lives that we live and we don't repent. God said, "I'm not going to hear you, Joshua, until you repent of the sin," because there's sin in the camp. And then, Achan, they found out who he was, and he got stoned to death, and he dealt with that. But God says, "You know what? I'm not going to talk with you. You just quit your praying until you repent." And this repent goes on and on and on and on and on. I wish I could deal more with it right now, but I can't. But you see, the first message that Jesus Christ preached was on repentance. He says, "You repent or you shall all likewise perish." The last message to the church, Laodicea, repent or else. The first message and the last message, Jesus Christ says, repent. And he's still saying that today. He says, repent or you quit your praying. I'm not going to listen to you till you repent, because you see, you just make me mad when you think you're praying and so much evil's in your life. I think we need to pray. This Christmas season, we need to pray. I see war on Christmas, I get mad. But you see, I love these patriotic songs. I know they're hard to sing, ain't it, Brother Orville? I love "God Bless America." I know I feel like I'm a patriot. I love these songs. I love my country. And you know what? The best thing I could do for my country to be patriotic is to live the Christian life before a lost and a dying world. Did you want this country to have more power? You let Christians start living the Christian life they ought to live through Jesus Christ, and you will see a change in our country. I'm a little bit ashamed tonight, to tell you the truth, because God pointed out so many things in my life. I got so much I don't know where to start at. If my people. That whole verse of scripture talked to me. You know, it's not talking to somebody else. You know what we got to do with that scripture? He's not talking to the nation of Israel. Really, he's not even talking to the United States. You know who he's talking to? You got to personalize it. He's talking to you. He's talking to me personally. And then when we get right, we come together, and man, what happens when we do? But I got to personalize this verse. This scripture's got to be personal to my life. And it's not what everybody else is doing. It's what I'm doing or not doing. God bless America. It's praying time in America. An American dream or a national nightmare? And I don't want it to be a nightmare. If things don't change, it's going to be a nightmare. But we want to thank you tonight anyway. We want to thank you for you coming tonight and being faithful as you have been. We just want to thank the Lord for the blessing upon this church. As we stand at this time to be dismissed, be praying for those we have on our prayer list. And we got so many that we need.